Happy Monday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. I hope you had a great weekend with friends and family. We've got a special show here to kick off a very busy week, I'm sure. This is hour two from our six-hour live show that we recorded down at Give Kids the World Village on Saturday, December 5th, 2020. During those 6 hours, we came together as a podcast family and raised over $26,000 for the village. You guys are amazing. You're incredible. You have awesome hearts. Thank you so much for allowing us to rally together to support these families that really need it. During this hour, we have some of the auction going on, so you get to hear about some of the bidding items and wars we had happening. We took your calls. Ricky and I talked about some of the stuff we'd been doing at Walt Disney World on Thursday and Friday. A little 2020 commentary in there as well. I think you'll enjoy this one. And takes you back to the, being down at the village. Don't forget today's show, as always, brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. If you want to support the Be Our Guest podcast, book your next vacation with the great folks over at the Magic for Less. Check them out today over at themagicforless.com. As you do that online shopping, please use our Amazon affiliate link. It's one extra click. It's a free way to support the show. And it really does help out. Even small purchases do add up. So just click through beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And finally, a huge shout out to our patrons. You're keeping us going here in 2020. Where travel slowed down just a bit. I am so very thankful for each and every one of you. If you want some extra content like Mike in the Midwest every Thursday, just visit patreon.com/beourguestpodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Are we on this one already? Oh, my gosh. Okay. All right.
Because the ornament thing really worked.
Yes, it did, because we are already out of the Magic Kingdom and the Epcot ornaments, and now
Hang on. Do we have to have a boarding group for this one?
Yeah, we may need a boarding group. It's not Star Wars themed. It's Tower of Terror themed, and I'm going to...
No, we're good.
No, I'm
gonna, now, remember, to get this, you have to make at least a $30 bid.
$30 donation.
And we all know how much the Disney ornaments are.
Yes.
It's shipped right to you, so it's kind of like you're saving money. Actually.
Exactly.
If you only make a $30 bid, I'm telling you, the Disney ornaments are expensive.
Look at this. It's got Tower of Terror in the background. It's amazing.
I love it.
Look at this. It's so Disney, because look. They even did the backside.
They did do the backside. Wow. Yes, they did. So it's amazing. Mike's just showing
I'm
it
trying
off.
Trying to see. I like the logos. I'm really into the fonts.
I know you are. You're definitely into the
fonts. It's so cool, though.
It is.
Minnie's wearing those same shoes around the studios. At least the studios is smaller. That makes me feel better.
Yes. Okay. And
she's having ice cream.
I am posting the link. Is there a way for us to post it in YouTube, Ricky?
Probably in the comments. So you'd probably have to go to the comments to do that. Yes.
A 3D ornament. Watch,
it's a 3D.
It comes right at you.
It's in 3D. Stop that now.
No.
You know, this is really helpful for the people who are listening, by the way.
I know. Yeah, sorry. I know. Yeah, you got to go back and check out the YouTube or the Facebook page. But, I mean, these are going to be podcasts, and it's why we're here.
Absolutely. Yes. So I'm so amazed at everything. You know, the bids are coming in fast and furious for items. I'm telling you, wow, the John Stamos script is at $105.
Right, I know. Now. I'm still the high
She's
bidder on
that.
There you go. So, I just want to say, you can get it awesome.
Can we see donations or the old? I don't know how this works over here. Give shout outs or no? Can we not?
Can we see who makes them?
Shout out some people. Like we used to. I don't know. How this is. You're in charge of all that.
Mike, just to do a little housekeeping on the YouTube page, it says testing for the big show is the
I know I can't change the title once we start rolling. I got it on the bottom of the screen for the video.
All right.
Yeah,
all good. I just wanted you to know.
No, we're good.
No, we're fine.
This is actually just a big test for 2021.
Yeah, exactly.
It's an 8-hour test or 6-hour test. God, why do I keep saying 8 hours?
I don't know. We are not going to be here for eight
Poke
hours.
Me in the eyeballs.
Yes, exactly.
Can we comment on the YouTube thing though? It doesn't look like we can comment. It doesn't look like it's set up to comment.
I will have to look to see. Well, I'm doing 50 things at once. Yeah.
Okay. So that we'll probably need to do that.
Let me look. FYI. I need to log out of one.
So while they are doing that.
Yes. Sorry. You got to do that because
we can take a phone call.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Let's do that.
Let's take our first phone call.
And Can I remind everyone first, it's a $30 donation.
Yes.
And you will have that shipped to you. So
it's coming 3D right at you.
Right. Stop yeah. It. So make sure.
And
if
then
you want these that, are so remember. Now, or not bid now, make the donation now. And I've just posted the link in the chat, and it's also on the Facebook page of the Be Our Guest podcast or the Magic for Less Travel.
And I think I'm figuring out how to do it on YouTube, so we're good.
Okay, good.
So
that's why we keep her around.
I know. I did it on YouTube. What up? I did it. Okay, we're good. Yeah, I figured
it's like
it
mission.
Out.
Speaking of space, this is like mission control at this table right,
right?
now.
Right?
To
it
keep
totally
all this square.
Is. It totally is.
How awesome was that talking with Pam, though? Every time, like, I'm like,
she has the best stories.
Best
always,
stories.
Always,
best stories.
Always.
Best she really stories. Does. I'm trying to edit the name of the title, and I can't do it.
Yeah,
so.
I don't think you can, because it originates from BeLive. But yeah. we're good. I mean, people know we're doing the show and that we're here. So
yes.
I mean, we've got a ton of people watching, so we're good. All right, so if you want to give us a call, again, I didn't say the number. It is on the screen. It is 407-413-9395, 407-413-9395. One of my big purchases. Oh, here we got a caller. Oh, Margie's calling in. Let's see. Let's get this and see if we got everybody. Oh, I got to click the button. And Margie, I think you're there. How are you doing today?
Okay, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful.
Hey, Margie. Yeah, hi. I forget her name again.
Ricky. That's Ricky. Yes. I forget her name all the time. It's okay.
It's all right. Everybody does. It's fine.
Hey,
yeah,
lady.
I'm trying to donate on your Give Kids the World, but the link is not working on my phone or something.
Are you on the Be Our Guest podcast Facebook page?
I think so, but it won't let me go to the link or something.
It could be maybe your browser or something. Let's see. It, plus, on a phone, it might be a little more challenging, but I think it will work on a phone, on mobile devices, because we've checked that. So what we'll do is we'll put that out there. So what kind of phone are you using? Are you using an Android phone?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And do you know what browser it is? Like, is it, I know it's not Safari. Are you using, like, Google Chrome or something like that? I'll try to figure this out.
I got Google.
Okay, Google.
I got Chrome and stuff like that.
Okay. Well, let me see if I can do some research, and then, because we're going to be on here till 8 o'clock. So let me see what I can figure out and get going with that for you. Because I want to
wish Pam so she gets feeling better and stuff like that. I'm so sorry. I'm sending my prayers to her.
Thank you. Thankfully, we have no symptoms, nothing. We just were exposed. We didn't have anything, but I very much appreciate it. Thank you so much. Everyone's been so sweet and nice.
Yeah. So, how's Ricky doing?
I'm good. I'm here.
I hope. If she's sitting next to me, I hope she's doing good.
I'm posting on the social. So, yep, everything is all good. And I'm just happy to be here at Give Kids the World. So that's the best part about, you know, this is the best Saturday ever.
It
right?
is. Well, Margie, well, it'll be better when I see Christmas lights and have ice cream.
This
but
is
other
true.
Than that,
this is true.
Here's the thing, Margie. You should see the size of this girl's thumbs.
I just love you guys.
We love you.
I just love you guys.
We love you because you're always there for us. Whenever we go live on Monday nights, I always see you dropping in, and we sure appreciate that.
Okay, I'll talk to you guys later.
Okay.
Happy holidays, Margie. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Margie.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, good talking to Margie. One of our longtime listeners there. Love it. And we'll try to figure that out. So if you guys have suggestions, I think we're fine on mobile for making donations, but there's so many different kinds of Android phones and stuff like that.
I know.
We'll figure it out. And here, I'm going to give you a job. I know you're on social too, but... If you could, as the comments come up, just hit the post and, show them every once in a while here on the screen. We're good right now. I've caught up.
Do I just hit show?
Yeah, you just hit show.
Okay, all right. Well,
right now we're caught up.
All right.
Because I'm having a hard time reading that.
That's okay. That's okay. Your old man eyes are,
Well, I got my readers.
Mike really has old man eyes. It's
well, the mask thing.
Have the strap that goes
I should have gone all the way.
Buy
I know.
Him a strap
I went. I know. I went 80% on this, and I should have gone all the way with the chain.
100%. You and my husband, who leaves his glasses all over the house and then asks me if I have seen them.
Yes, correct. Like, that's going to be a thing. Yeah.
We got a call. Let's get another call in here real quick.
Oh, my gosh. I'll have to.
Okay, this one's making me really tired because that's a big park. Okay, we have a caller on the line. Then we have another ornament coming your way.
Yes.
I believe this could be Eric because I see a Connecticut area code. Is it Eric?
Yes, it is.
Hi,
I'm online right now deciding what to donate for. Because I want to give you money, but I also want something.
Yes.
I'm not a completely altruistic.
Amen, brother. You got that right. I'm the same way. You know, if somebody's going to give me some popcorn, I'm going to dance or something. You know, like, come on now.
I've got it sorted out by the least bid, and I'm not going to bid on these, but I want to throw a shout out to these Ted Baker dresses.
Yep.
There's three of them that like no one's bid on. And first, they're beautiful dresses, and you're getting them at like 91% off.
This is true.
It's an amazing price, even if you're not a size 3, because I noticed that they're all size 3.
Yes.
Like, you can get them, and then you can bring them to a seamstress or tailor and have them like take them out or bring them in.
Absolutely.
So if you're within like a size of that, you're still getting an amazing deal on those things. Like,
absolutely.
The stuff that you have, like most of them, they're bargains right now.
Agreed.
And 100%. I think you have one. Yes.
You have one really big ticket item here, the $550 stay. And just because I'm that type of person, I priced it out for what it would normally cost if you're going in, say, August. And, you know, that's like 50% off retail price.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, you don't see that in the hotel world that much.
Mm-mm.
So I guess what I'm saying is, yeah, hey, folks, get on there and start bidding, man.
Absolutely.
There's some really good stuff. I want to be priced out of what I want.
That's
the goal.
I want to bid, and then I want to be overbid. Have someone say, "Okay, like I'll have to take my bid then and just make it into a plain donation."
Exactly.
And again, if you bid and you get outbid, just make it a donation.
Exactly.
Just go in there, click the little donate tab, get a little ornament or something, and you've done your good, and you're still getting something.
Absolutely.
Eric, let me tell you something. Like, Eric, next year you are sitting next to me. I'm
100%.
Ricky's
I'm out.
You are so good at this.
I've worked this type of thing before. even going down here, there's like this cute little votive set that's still only $8.
Yeah.
And I'm considering doing the 2019 Disney Half Princess Marathon Medallion so I can pretend that I ran a marathon.
If I
show up down there and I meet all the lizards, I can say, "Hey, look, I was at the I'm sorry, I didn't see you.
I didn't know you
fast.
Were here. Yeah.
Like, of course I was there.
I lapped you
medallion.
All, and by the time I was done, by the time you were done, I was already in the Magic Kingdom, so I just didn't really bother to hang around.
Here's
what I'll do. If you get the medallion, I'll run the 13.1 for you, and I'll just hand it right over to you. I'll say, "Here's 13.1. Here's some sweat. Here's a sweaty shirt, and we're good to go."
Maybe that's what I'll bid on, because I know what my budget is. I might spread it around a few different things. Like, the way I go about budget auctions is I decide what my budget for each item is, and then my overall budget. And then I'll spread it around, and if I get outbid, I take the money from one and just put it to the other.
God, I love
Although
that
cutting board that I really want is a little bit out of my price range right now.
That cutting board.
As a librarian, there's some...
I know, right?
The cutting board has been we've been talking about that here in the room on site. Like, I've heard that brought up many times already today since we've started.
Yes, we have.
Sometimes you look at things and you go, why is that being so much? But I know annual pass holders, they like to collect their annual pass holder items.
They do.
And if you do not get the item, it's like this big hole sitting there on your,
yes,
on the counter.
Exactly.
So, like, there are some annual pass holder items there, and you can go through and say, "Oh, I didn't get the mug. Oh, I didn't get the cutting board." And you can use that to finish up your collection.
100%. I mean, says the girl who literally has to beg her brother to go over to the parks when the magnets come out, because she may or may not get a magnet, and she has all of them at this point. So she, you know, definitely begs her brother to go over to the parks and do that. So
I was an annual pass holder for 1 year, and I got like one thing. And then I thought, maybe it would be worth it just to be an annual pass holder so I can get this, like, one magnet.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the kind of OCD thing that some of us Disney people have.
100%.
There's a really good book that I see that I know the book. It's the Walt Disney Film Archives.
These are amazing.
Of the animated movies. Yeah, it's a great, great book. If I didn't already have it, I'd bid for that one.
They are amazing. Yes. The books that we have are just like some of the most in-depth books. You know, there's one about Mickey yeah. Mouse as well. There's, you know, other ones about animation. And they're, let me tell you, I got the packages for these books. These are hefty books too. Like they weigh yes. some, they weigh some weight to them. There's definitely some
they
weight.
They weigh some weight.
Yes, they weigh some weight.
Yeah, that's why you gotta pay for shipping. But if you're complaining about shipping, listen, it's a charity.
Exactly.
Right.
Yes.
You
yes.
know, don't stick a charity with the cost of shipping. You just consider it part of what you're donating.
Yes.
You know.
I've heard Santa might even have a delivery fee this year. I mean, times are tough, you know. He might just leave a little invoice on your front porch.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Disney. Right. Disney puts out, like, quality books.
Yes.
Like, some people look at some of the Disney stuff, and they're not always great, especially, like, the records and things like that. The quality isn't always as high as you'd like them to be. But when Disney puts out a book, especially from their film or park archives, you know you're getting something good.
Absolutely.
And for the Lego fans, too, there's like two retired Lego sets.
Absolutely. And I've looked to see how much
those... That's really good stuff, too.
I looked to see how much those are going like on like eBay and stuff like that. Those are going for hundreds of dollars on eBay. So you're getting like an amazing deal on these, too. So, I mean...
Yeah, 100%. It would be okay if you bought them and then you wanted to sell them on eBay.
as long as you're buying it from us
and get the donation, we'll go ahead.
We'll be like
what
the...
What do you do with it when you get home? Make... It's your business.
We'll be like the people that you see going into the Magic Kingdom and buying up like 50 popcorn buckets and then selling them on eBay. Look, we don't care if that's what your goal is with it. Just, you know, do it. Yeah,
tell
exactly.
those people about our auction because we need them to bid on these items. So,
all right. The cutting board is up to $250.
Oh, my gosh.
So here's what I'd like to see all you annual pass holders out there. Get it up to $500.
Wow.
All right. Let's just have to, like, just one thing. Like if there's one person who wants to make who wanted to bid a ton of money anyway, put it in for the cutting board, and let's make that like the number one item on all of the things that you have here.
You know,
so there's our stretch goal. $500 for the cutting board.
I agree, and it's all the charcuterie fans in our audience. I didn't bring the bell. The bell is sitting back home in the studio.
Dang.
Oh, wow.
Oh no,
Eric, I love you. You have a great outlook, and I hope you get all the things you're looking for.
Oh,
and I like the idea that you're going to donate.
If I don't, I'm putting it in for a bid. I'll put in for like, my budget is about $100. So if I don't, the $100 is going to just be a straight donation.
That's
very
and
oh,
anybody
very
else
generous.
Who's bidding, do the same thing.
Very
all
generous.
Right, you all have a great night. I can't wait to see the lights down there.
Oh thank yes, we're going
to
bring
really
them to you later on.
To that.
I can't either. Get dark.
Okay.
All right, we'll see you. See you, Eric. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, man. I love our listeners. They just know what's going
on.
Oh, my
gosh. That's amazing. That is so incredible. Oh,
he's right. We need to get the charcuterie fans out there bidding against each other.
Definitely do. Yes, exactly.
All right, so we have breaking news here, Pam.
Okay.
Wait, where have we gone? So, gone to Magic Kingdom?
Yes.
Gone to Epcot?
Yes.
Wait, what do we do at the Magic Kingdom? I got a...
We got a Dole Whip.
I'm not a Dole Whip
fan.
You know what I had the other night? I just got to throw this in real quick.
All right.
I needed ice cream, right? And the plaza's closed,
the
ice cream joint. And I was going to get that Twice Upon a Cupcake. And the guy was standing outside the bakery with like a fake one on a tray. Or I don't know if it was a real one or not.
Yes.
So he was like trying to entice me. I was like, do I get that?
He's
but I
like,
need ice cream.
Come on, Mike.
I said, nope, you're not getting me because it's a cupcake. A good looking cupcake, all that.
Cupcake,
but
yes.
I went back and got ice cream, brownie sundae at that place next to the bathrooms in Tomorrowland.
Yes.
It was solid.
Anti-gravities.
Yeah, I think it was anti-gravities.
Yes.
It was solid. Okay, so that's why I did the Magic Kingdom. Haven't been to Epcot yet. You went to Regal Beagle.
I did go to Regal Beagle. It was my first time, and I was so excited because I've been dying to go there since it opened.
Yes, and you brought them out of French toast. Garlic toast.
I did. I ran them out of garlic toast. Yeah, right. So here's the deal. Having never been to Regal Eagle and experiencing the deliciousness, by the way, it is amazingly good, just so you all know. But, you know, I had to run through on the app, and so, like, I couldn't see pictures of anything or anything like that. So... they, you know, asked me, I got the pulled pork and they asked me, you know, it was just pulled pork. And they asked me, do you want a side? And I was like, I saw the sides. They had like the pickles, which is a weird side, by the way. They had coleslaw.
For barbecue.
No, seriously, you're from St. Louis.
No, it's a
Come
side
on,
of actual like pickles. Like it's like chopped up pickles.
Yes.
And there's a lot of them. Okay.
Yes.
What's wrong with
you? I don't
you?
Eat pickles. So anyway. So I was like, that's it. I'm out on that. And then they had like coleslaw and they had french fries. But then the other option was garlic toast. And so I was like, well, let's go. I'm in for a side of garlic toast. Well, you know?
Real quick, you know you're supposed to put coleslaw on a pulled pork sandwich,
right? It wasn't a sandwich. It was just pulled pork.
Well, this stirred all up.
So anyway, so I was like, yes, I want the garlic toast as a side. So they give me my order, and I not only have the slice that apparently came with my food that I didn't know that I got, but also two additional slices of garlic toast.
It was a lot of garlic toast.
So I had a lot of garlic toast yesterday, but it was delicious. I'm not even going to lie. Like, it was so good. But
so this is a long way around, though. So we've had the Magic Kingdom ornament. We've had the Epcot ornament. We just had the Studios ornament. Tell me Minnie's not still in those same shoes.
Minnie is in the shoes.
Oh, man,
and
Animal
eating.
Kingdom, too. That's such a big
she
part.
She is better choice, Minnie.
She's not making good choices. But she is eating cotton candy at Disney's Animal Kingdom right now. So
do they sell cotton candy at the Animal Kingdom?
I'm sure they do.
I'm sure they do.
I'm sure they do. So
did you see the note there too? Mark Zust is telling us that he has two extra cutting boards available if we want to put them up. So Rick, maybe we need to add
and he lives very near me.
Mark,
he's down the street from me. He's
if you
in St.
If, you, if you go and take a picture of it and send it to me, I can get it up there.
Look at that. We're auctioning stuff on the fly. Can I get a 10? Can I get a 10? Can I get a 15? Can I get a 15? I don't know if you did all this today.
I mean, but the problem
is, what's the story with this ornament, though?
We have to work on making sure that I get the items, because then that would be bad if I didn't get them.
I could send them out if I need to. All right, I'm not going to be sending a whole bunch of stuff like that. I could do two cutting boards. Don't jam me up here.
We'll get it figured out. All right. So anyway, what's the story on this? Okay.
Yeah, what is the story about that Animal Kingdom?
If you make a $30 donation, $30, you get this awesome ornament here. I mean, and you have to make a donation. It can't be an auction item. It's got to be a donation, and you get the fantastically awesome Animal Kingdom ornament. So,
what if you bid $100?
I don't know. Do we still have them? Okay. How many? Seven. Okay.
Ooh, there's only seven left.
All right.
Of
so
that cool thing.
This
with the lamp,
cool
lamp.
Thing. So there are seven of these left. So if you make a $100 donation, right, you not only get the ornament.
This.
So you get the ornament right here, right?
Mini with cotton candy. Bed shoe choices.
But you also get this awesome light up figurine too. So that's with the $100 donation. And by the way, if you make that $100 donation, you will also be entered into a raffle to get a $125 Disney gift card. So that's awesome. If you make a donation for $50 to $99, you will be entered into a raffle to get a $50 Disney gift card. So just
so you know, the backside is also painted.
Got it.
For those of us that run the full marathon, we see the backside of the Animal Kingdom. So this will give you the people that run 26.2. You see this. I know you're hallucinating usually on that Sunday morning.
Exactly.
But this is actually what it looks like. It's flat.
Exactly. So
just saying.
Anyway, but yeah, it's.
How about an update on, like, what we got going on here? Because we are, our audience is so absolutely
Can I focus
generous.
On a few items?
Oh,
hang on.
Well,
yes,
okay,
yes.
You want to do that? Okay, yeah. What about this right here?
Well,
I get excited.
So wait, hold on. So, hello? Is that the thing that says? Okay, so should we update this? Okay, we're getting an updated total. So
okay,
go ahead.
So let Pam do
go
her
ahead,
thing.
Pam. Go ahead, Pam.
All right, so I'm going to talk about a few things that are underbid. So these are bargain hunters out there. If you're looking for a bargain, I'm going to highlight a few things that you might want to bid on. First of all, the John Stamos signed Full House script.
Which, by the way, that's what I'm saying. Like, Pam's trying to get people to bid against her.
I like that. That's a team.
I am. I'm competitive. I want to give people a fighting chance on this. So it's only at $105. And I think last time we sold it for over $400. We have a long way to go on that one. There is an awesome Steamboat Willie popcorn bucket. $50.
Yes.
Now,
Does it come with popcorn?
No, I'm sorry. It does not come with popcorn.
No,
refills?
It doesn't. But like a trip down to get one of those for yourself,
yes, this is
which
true.
I don't think you can get, is a lot more.
That's true.
This is your way to
You'd
get
have
it.
To wear a mask to get it, but it would be highly illegal because you'd have to be robbing somebody because I don't think you can buy them anymore.
Right.
Truth. So we have Slinky Dog ornaments, the ear bands, which, you know, are like $30-some.
Yes.
We have three or four pairs of those. They're all under $25.
Yep.
So hang on.
Hang on.
Okay, there you go.
That's right.
Hold on.
That's right. There is a patriotic set too that's under $20. Mm-hmm. So,
and there's the polka dot Minnie Mouse ears too.
Ones are a real bargain at only $12.
Exactly.
Right,
are polka dots so last year? Is that what it's saying?
No, but I mean, I own these ears. Like, they're adorable. I'm just telling you.
They're really,
really
cute.
I own them. Yes.
So there is a pair of Minnie Mouse socks that look like her gloves.
Yes.
And right now they're only at $5.
Correct.
So if you're looking for something, you know, that's inexpensive to bid on, we also have a 2019 Princess Half Marathon Weekend pin. Mm-hmm. Now, people love pins, first of all.
Yes.
To be able to get one that's retired. Again, if you want to buy this and put it on eBay, whatever.
Right, yeah, exactly.
You.
Exactly.
Stop.
We're fine with it.
Stop.
I'm giving people ideas.
I'm going to, if you win that bid, I am going to ask for proof of time.
No. You can put on the pin and medallion and be like you ran all these races.
Nope.
Exactly.
I'm asking for proof of time within the last 18 months.
Oh my God.
I'm just like Ron Disney.
And it's only at $5, the current bid. We also have a really fun Disney prize pack that has, it's updating on me here.
I know.
I'm
I hate when that happens. Well, I want to talk about, so we have two Americana Spirit jerseys right now, and they are both under what Disney charges for these Spirit jerseys.
Way under. A couple of them are. All right, so the Disney prize pack has a mask, a Disney mask, and it's that cute tie-dye one.
Yes.
It has one of those awesome patches, you know, get your jean jacket out, my friend.
Exactly.
You're putting this on your jean jacket. It has pinbacks. It has an autograph book. It has a birthday pin. Lots of cool stuff there. And again, this is only up to $20.
Yep.
So that's awesome.
Those masks are worth $10 in the parks right there. So see?
I know.
And you can't get that one anywhere else either, I don't think. Like, I've only seen, like,
which one?
The Mickey Mouse mask, the tie-dye one.
Oh,
like,
dude,
you can't
the tie-dye,
get that.
That's my solid one.
Like,
yeah,
you can't
I got that
get
at
that at the shop,
no.
On Shop Disney,
it.
Or,
I haven't
or
seen it this
you know,
trip.
You can't get it at the Disney store, because I know I looked.
Disney masks are more comfortable than most. Like, I will say that for those people that haven't gotten one of the theme park masks, I mean, this one, I mean, in all of them, even the ones I got back in August, like, those are the ones I prefer to wear. They have like a pouch to them.
I
like
will say, though, Disney's messing with the sizes on the masks.
You think?
Yeah, no,
this
trust me. This one fits. The Christmas ones are smaller, but they just updated the sizing again. The large masks for the new style, they are definitely a little bigger. They are big on my face now.
That's
so
large.
I know this is a large, but the Christmas ones are run smaller. The other ones are running a little bigger. So just letting you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, we kind of hijacked you there, fam.
It's all right. It's okay. So there's an Alex and Ani Wishes, one of the wrap bracelets. This is a beautiful bracelet. I know, because I have one. And it's so cool. And right now, the current bid on that one's only $23. Here's the Spirit jerseys that Ricky had mentioned. We're talking one is $40 and one is $50.
Yep.
Now, I will tell you, these are about $80 in the park, at least. Well, are these kids or adults?
They're adults.
They're expensive.
Yeah.
I'm just going to tell you this. Yeah. So there is a Lego Star Wars Z95 Headhunter set that is retired.
Yes.
This one is only, I'm saying only, because these go for a lot more on eBay.
Uh-huh.
$115. So check that one out. There is also another one, which is the Star Wars Gungan sub. And this again is also retired. And again, this one's at $105. So it's your opportunity to go and get that. There's also this Galaxy of Cute print that has all these different Star Wars of characters that are, they look like sort of animation type things. They're so adorable. That one's only at $37. So make sure you check that one out. You know those Red Poison apple cups that everyone was so nuts about?
Yes.
We have two of them
yes.
available to bid on.
And,
right now they're both under $20.
Exactly. Yes.
So,
I mean,
again, that's a good thing. I'm going to mention the light up Mickey snowmen that were so crazy.
I know.
You can't find them anywhere.
Nope.
We have a set of two and we also have a single. I'm also going to mention there is a vintage Mickey Mouse shaped lunchbox.
Yes.
Now, this thing is very
I love
cool.
this kind. I haven't seen that.
This is super cool.
I know.
It's
right
here. It's actually shaped
like a
Mickey Mouse head.
It is.
See, I thought it was a popcorn bucket or
something. No, this is actually a vintage.
Oh, that is cool.
Yes.
Right?
How much
is
that
going?
$25.
Oh, dude, I might have to take my lunch.
Pam,
you know, because I work from home like you. Like, I'll be taking my lunch, from my computer downstairs up the steps to the kitchen table, but
I would
with something that cool. I'd be looking good.
Exactly.
I know. So anyways, there is a set of three children's books.
Yes.
And they're so adorable.
And they are signed by the author,
right.
Just letting you know.
Wow.
So that part's really cool. And I have multiple sets of those. So these are great for Christmas presents for if you have some little ones in your family. These are great options for them. They are perfect books to give out for Christmas presents.
Who's the author? He's one of our listeners. Do you have the name there?
I know. His first name is Kevin, and I can't pronounce his last name.
You're a professional broadcaster.
Put it together. Poplowski. I'm sorry, Kevin, if I butchered it.
Kevin Poplowski.
Yes.
I would say that was
They're absolutely so cute.
It's The Trekker's New Hope, Eli's Magic Moment, and Together Living Life During COVID-19. Mm-hmm. So they're timely books, too.
Yes.
I think that's a cool thing, too. We have, for the sports fan out there,
Go ahead. I heard sports fan. I'm in.
Okay. You thought I was calling out to you.
No.
A signed basketball by the Atlanta Hawks player, John Collins.
Yes.
And this one, I mean.
I know.
It's only a $25.
I know,
so
right? Yes. I mean.
There's a sports fan out there that's going to get
a fantastic
deal. We have
a Hawks fan right here in Nintendo.
He is a Hawks fan. Yes, he is. I mean, he's mostly a Spurs fan.
Spurs fan. Okay.
Yeah, so,
well,
I mean.
It's his town, though.
He's still a Spurs fan. So, I mean.
Okay.
Yeah.
That doesn't help us right now.
Does not. No.
We don't have any, like, Tim Duncan stuff.
No Tim Duncan stuff. Oh, but if we did, I would, if I didn't own that. Oh, my gosh. We have moved on. We have moved on. Hang on. Okay. We have moved on to a new ornament. I just wanted to show. And this
is let's see it.
This is a really cool ornament. Can I just tell you? So it's a small world.
There's a world of laughter, a world of tears.
Isn't that, I probably have it too low. This is super cute, mind you. Like, it's got the sun, and it's got, it's got it all the way around. Hold on.
Oh, my gosh. The Mizzou game is 40-40 at the end of the game. I'm about to have a heart attack.
Mike's going
to
die over here. It's fine. This is so cute, though. Oh, my gosh. You guys. And you can get this with a $30 donation. $30. That's it. And
we should increase the amount needed to get these ornaments.
It's the holiday season.
I think next hour we should.
Next hour we can talk to the
No, let's keep
powers
it going.
That be.
No, I'll just keep it going. Let's get these out there.
30?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
All right.
Think we could get people to donate at least 40.
Yeah, but I mean, you can donate two and get two.
That's true. All right.
That's true.
Yes, that's true. Okay. So anyway, continue, Pam. Keep going through the items.
Okay.
Sorry. Yes.
No, it's good. So we have some Lilly Pulitzer items that are really, the price is not, we all know how expensive this stuff is. It's not anywhere near where it should be.
Correct.
There's a pair of girls flip-flops that are you ready for the starting bid? $3.
No, correct.
Is that the company that does like the tights?
No.
Like the yoga pants?
No, that's you. LuLaRoe.
I get all confused on this stuff.
These sandals, they're stitch sandals, and they're
those
are super cute. They're size for girls, size 2-3. Or I guess they don't have to be for girls. I mean, let's
those are the. I was looking at the Lilly Pulitzer 2-in-1 fleece travel.
Oh yeah.
Blanket.
Yes.
That's at $30.
And again, just a public service announcement, we will be traveling and you
correct.
Can still travel safely, just but it'll be better.
Oh my gosh.
This time next year we're going everywhere.
Oh wow.
Yes,
that's
100% true.
Yes.
There's a paddle ball set that's at $15 and a pool hammock that's only at $20. So that's cool. There's a souvenir book, 20 Magical Years, a Walt Disney World one. I have this book as well. It's so awesome.
This one, yes. this is super cool. I wanted this. I don't think I will be getting it now at this point. But I really wanted that book, and looks like I'm not getting it. So.
I'm so bad at this.
But that's good.
Books. Look at that. Look at that ornament that could be yours for a $20 bid. Or
$30. Hey, don't underbid it. Don't underbid it. Yeah,
you
exactly.
said you wanted 40. Now let's keep it at 30.
I do want it to be 40. I'm just gonna be honest.
Look at the back. It's got the like clock symbol on the back of this ear. Look,
that's the front.
That. Now look,
that's
is this the front?
Yeah.
No, but it's
that's the front.
It's kind of both ways though. It says it's a small world over here. That's the front.
No, that's the back.
Why would they put the title on the back?
Because that's the back of the ornament.
It's curved. You can see that part of the ear is curved.
Yes. Okay. Continue.
Okay. I'm going to go on because there's one other thing I want to make sure that I mention, and that is the Lego Disney Steamboat Willie Lego set. That one's at $75, and I still think it's a pretty big bargain.
Absolutely, 100%. Yes, it totally is. Because that one, I remember everybody was losing their minds about that, you know, that
yes.
Lego set. So, yeah. And you know what? The one thing that I think is so cute, and I think people totally are needing to bid on is the handmade kids holiday dress. I mean, it is the holiday season after all, and this dress is just stinking cute. So
it's adorable.
It's got gingerbread Disney characters. It's a dress that's for size 2 to 3, but I'm telling you, like, this is this is at my house right now, so like I've held this dress. It's good. It's like fantastic quality. Like, this is handmade. Made with love. I mean, it's just gorgeous. So this is definitely something that you want to take home. I mean, these dresses
cute.
Go for a lot of money, you know, on Etsy and things like that. So this is definitely something that you want to look at into. So
I agree.
Yeah. So anyway, that's all. I just wanted to share that.
I gotta share that my foot's asleep.
Oh no. Well, that's kind of a bummer. So, but I just wanted to update the totals. So, and it's not. I just want to share that it is not what you see online. So if you are looking online and you see the total, it is actually more than that. So it is a total.
Hang on, drum roll. We got a total. Like, this is donations plus auction bids.
Yeah.
Is this how it's working?
This is a donations plus auction bids plus I believe there was another bid that was made or another donation that was made. Yes. So we are at $12,800 right now for Give Kids the World. Which is amazing!
Yes.
I'm so excited.
And it is still light outside. Yes. It is still, we still don't have any, people are here for the lights, right?
I know, right?
If we're bringing this in, you know, before it's not even dark.
It's not even dark. And we're, yes.
You guys are amazing. Amazing.
100%. Yes. It's so awesome. So.
I love you guys.
This is great. So.
We're saving 2020 one donation at a time. That's what we're doing.
We totally are. Yes.
You gotta say something. Oh, 2020. It's like, was it sad when you went around the parks this past couple of days and you saw the 2020 merch at 70%
off? 70%
off.
Yes.
So here's what we decided. It was kind of chilly the first Thursday night. We were in the Magic Kingdom, and you know, people from the north were all excited. You get to wear shorts and, you know, a t-shirt. And once the sun goes down, though, it does get
it
a little chilly.
Yes.
Even though it is 70s. I mean, I hate to brag, but it's nice down here right now. But so. And apparently that cold front came through earlier in the week, because like Scott's been down here since earlier in the week, and it was really cold, like Monday and Tuesday for Florida standards, like it was in the 40s and stuff. So they said, here's how you can tell how cold people are getting. If you get really cold, you can go buy a 2020 sweatshirt for like $8 if you're willing to wear a 2020 sweatshirt. You know, like, but I mean, it is one of those things. I mean, I think you can get your annual pest discount on top of 70% off.
I know.
They're giving you this stuff.
They are
so
practically giving it to you. So it's like, it's 70% off, and then it's an extra like 20% off for annual pass holders at this point. So
that's crazy.
It's stupid awesome. Now, I took advantage though of the one this earlier this year where it was buy one get one free, which was also a fantastic deal too. Yeah, exactly. So I mean, again, if you want Disney merch that says 2020,
it is funny. No, 2020s, but we're saving 2020. Like, Disney's trying to just burn down the 2020 merch. We're going the opposite direction.
See, if you just wanted to burn it. I mean, you just wanted to buy it and burn it just to say, bye-bye, 2020, let's go.
You could. I mean, or take, like, maybe buy a 2020 coffee mug and just, don't they, like sell, like, the Greek weddings
just
or something?
Smash
they go,
it.
Like, oompa.
Just drop it right down.
If it gets good luck, I don't know.
I don't know. Yes.
That'd be good. So, that's Joe. I know Joe now.
Yes. Yeah. So, Oh my gosh, I'm trying to read too.
So. I know, we're trying to keep up with the comments on the Facebook page. We appreciate that. Folks right now in the room are working to get the lights ready for tonight. I love it. We see folks
moving
stuff.
Yes, and if you want to make a donation for this Small World ornament, because I believe that I've seen that, you just have to go to the donation page, which is all over our socials. And then make a simple $30 donation. And you'll get that. So you'll hit the green button that says make a donation. It's right at the top. And I, yes. So I also want to share that if you would like to make a $100 donation and get the awesome light up figurine, we have three left. Three. Three of these. So if you make a donation for $100, you get this. You also get added into the raffle to potentially get a $125 Disney gift card. And you get the awesome It's a Small World
that
ornament.
Is a cool ornament.
So, very cool. Very cool. It's That's awesome. Right. Yeah. So, anyway, three left. Three. That's it.
Yes. So. This is, and you guys are doing so well. I mean, over 10,000 so far. Oh, my gosh. Just stop giving me updates of the football score in the comments. Stop it.
Oh, my gosh. This
and if we lose, please do not put it in there because I will not.
Because he will lose his mind. Yes, exactly. And we do not want that right now.
Well, it's a rivalry. It's a rivalry game. Playing Arkansas.
I got it.
It's not Kansas, but it's Arkansas.
That's adorable. I don't really know.
All right. So we can open up the phone lines and speak to our listeners here if you'd like to call in. We have the phone line it is open at 407-413-9395. We're going to be talking about some Disney topics as we move through the show. We're just going to keep reminding you of how to donate and how to set things up to get these awesome ornaments, these amazing auction items. You know, you got to look good in a Spirit jersey or
absolutely
Lily Pulitzer stuff.
Close enough. We have Vera Bradley purses too.
I know.
A ton of them. Purses.
And again, if you're looking for like great Christmas you know, items. This, they're, again, great
that
pricing.
That is true. It's the perfect time because you can give these things as gifts.
Exactly. Great, you know, pricing right now. And, I mean, you can't get these at the outlets for that cheap. Let's be perfectly honest. I got an outlet near me. You can't get them that cheap. Just saying. So now is the time you want to bid on these. Oh, my goodness.
Uh-oh. Here comes some more stuff.
We have more. Okay. Okay. Can I share this now?
Yes.
Okay. So we have breaking news. Once the $100 figurines are gone, so once you make, you know, we only had three left, which I think probably don't anymore. We have a new donation item. So I'll take those. So if you bid or if you make a donation for $150, you will get this ornament here.
Whoa.
Hang on.
Now that's kind of close to our hearts, right?
Because
what's the name of our show?
Be our guest. Yeah, exactly. So you not only get that one.
We played the long game on this one 13 years ago.
Yeah, we did.
This moment was coming.
I still wish I would have bought that domain name.
Me too.
Dang it. Just so stupid. Then there's also
Lumiere.
Get Lumiere.
Wow.
But wait, there's more. You also.
Because he's got to be with Cogsworth.
Exactly. You also get Cogsworth. Hang on. There we go. And hold on, there's more. You will also get Mrs. Potts and Chip. So you have to make a $150 donation, and you get all
this is a whole tree
of those ornaments. I know, right? Like a whole.
Right.
I'm sorry. What? And oh
this
my
one
gosh!
Too? I mean, you're done.
And you
this,
get that
the tree's
one too.
Done.
Yes. So $150 gets you the Beauty and the Beast ornament set.
I know. Show those one more time. So you got the Beast and Belle.
Yes, we've got the Beast and Belle. So there's that one.
Aww.
Then we've got my favorite. Oh, by the way, Lumiere lights up, I believe.
Does he really?
Yes, he does.
Oh, stop it.
No.
Stop it.
Okay, Lumiere lights up.
Hang on.
And watch. Hang on. Belle and the Beast dance. Watch.
Da 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 da. Okay, we're already losing our minds. This is not going well. You also get the Mrs. Potts and Chip ornament.
Time to go to bed, Chip.
And you get Cogsworth for a $150 donation. Now, there are only six of these. So just heads up, there's only six sets. So
I just realized something.
What?
The clock on Cogsworth works. Twice a day, it's always
Stop.
Right. Two times a day, this Stop. Clock is always accurate. I'm just saying.
Stop it.
It is.
Stop it.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at beourguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.